He fumbled a football.
Oh, and Craig, I do agree your clue for next week was extremely easy for me.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
What's your... Oh, I should look. I should read the script that Craig painstakingly
wrote. I thought that would pop right into your head.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to add to this?
No, it looks solid. It makes me excited and motivated. I want to get those... yeah, that's my excited yawn. I'm sorry.
I was really looking at those three-star Thanos covers and thinking how excited I'm going to be to get those.
Yeah. Hopefully we get all the Punisher ones, too.
Yeah, I think we can. That rain token's not likely, but...
I think we got through round 7 last time, and then it just got real hard.
Yeah.
Because it's like late round 7 or round 8 where BDSM Carol and Ghost Rider tend to be too much.
Right.
Because she just dies too fast.
Too much.
This is episode big number 70.
Nice.
If we don't not make any changes, let's hit the go lives.
Hit the go live. Okay. Clicky clicky. We are live.
Coming to you live from State College, Pennsylvania. Believers, welcome to the 70th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, Sneaky Beat 15, KS72, Ian, Ray, Puzzle Warriors. How goes?
Well,
dandy, thank you.
Are you fine and dandy?
Mostly. I'm a little, I'm more dandy than I am fine.
Okay.
This cold weather is just doing a number on my skin.
Beautiful Pennsylvania weather. Alright, so this is the week of 12/21 through 12/28, which means two things. One, if you're a pagan, happy solstice to you. Two, if you're not, Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer for all the children call their favorite time of the year.
Make it stop.
Even my dog has gone commercial.
Good job, Ian.
Yeah, that was a surprise, though. I mean, I'm not surprised that you sang so much. I just thought you were going to say, if you're a pagan, happy winter solstice. If not, the solstice is happening either way.
In Soviet Russia, solstice has you.
That was a terrible reference. Man.
Poor Yakov. Died a rich man.
True story. Is he dead?
I'm assuming he's dead, and B, I'm assuming he died rich. maybe he blew it all. I don't know. Okay. Maybe he's still alive. I don't know. When's the last time you saw Yakov Smirnov anywhere?
25 years?
Exactly. I mean, maybe he's hanging out in Vegas with Dice Clay. I don't know.
Just as a note, he is not dead.
Oh.
Okay. But he is, in fact, not opening for Carrot Top?
He is not.
I don't believe so.
Phew. Man, somehow when we go to Vegas in February, I'm going to somehow manage to not see Carrot Top again. It is on my list of things to not do.
But
man.
Where does he live? Does he live in that pyramid-shaped casino?
He does. He lives at the Luxor.
Luxor, that's it.
But, ugh, Carrot Top.
Man, I really thought when... I don't want to get into it. Sorry, it was a long road. I saw, like, way off in the distance where the story was going, and I decided to just hang a Yui and get back on the show.
Okay. Moving on. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Black Cage. Thursday, Blue Rocket and Groot. Friday, Purple Spidey. Saturday, the Red Daredevil. Sadly, your Christmas present is a Red She-Hulk. Monday's Black Deadpool. Tuesday, Blue Gamora. And Wednesday is a Purple Widow. That sounds like a drink, right? That's a cocktail?
What's
a
that?
Purple Widow?
Give me a Purple Widow.
A Purple Widow? Sure.
I'd order one.
And
of
I was
those.
Thinking, like, it
That's
was
what
just.
I'm thinking. I think I'd order a Purple Widow.
I assume that the Sunday one was not only because it was a red and green cover. Figure if you're busy with your family on Christmas Day,
you won't
and
be
you
that
miss
sad.
Out, now you'll be like, oh, shucks, I missed Red She Hulk.
For your 5-day, 4-star crash. Of the Titans. You know, I think that sound effect is better than the lame fireworks that keep firing off at the crows here downtown. Have you been downtown?
What?
Are they doing that?
Yeah, we're doing that again. So
nice.
Ian, like, literally, there are more crows currently in State College than in the movie The Birds.
Wow, what's up with that?
Like, if you walk through the Central Parklet, I swear to God, one of these times, I'm going to be carried off and just killed. Like, like the sky literally goes black, and all you hear is, rah! Like, it's insane.
That sounds riveting, actually.
Yeah, it's really
crazy.
So
what we're rooting for is a literal murder of crows.
Oh, it's a big murder. So
they, murder of Craigs.
So we're not allowed to kill the crows because, you know, hippies. And
well, that may serve a purpose.
They used to laser the crows to make them go away. But apparently the FAA has asked us to stop lasering the crows.
Okay.
Because it distracts from the flight, you know, planes flying over State College.
Sure.
So what they do now is they set off, you know, fireworks near the trees where the crows live. And then the crows, you know, go from on campus to off campus.
Uh-huh.
And then you set them off campus, and they go from off campus to on campus. And we just repeat this trend that the number of crows just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Well, what else can you do?
Shotguns. Shotguns is what you can do.
Crows are vindictive, and you just said they outnumber the citizens.
They do.
Like 10 to 1.
I think that's true.
Have you seen the birds? Stick with the fire.
The crows are incredibly
I've seen that movie.
Intelligent. No, so.
They are.
Nobody there had
they
shotguns.
They know what's up. What's that?
Go back and watch The Birds. There's, like, not enough people with shotguns.
Until they turn the shotguns on the people of the town.
We got a whole police force wrong. Armed with shotguns. I think we can take down a fair amount of crows.
That's true. The crows are black.
Oh! Burn! That is uncool. My friends will be sad. Sad, sad cops. What were we even talking about?
I think we're talking
oh, the Crash of the Titans. Yeah, okay. So, on the 18th, we had She-Thor versus Ragnarok.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not my way. I have her at 224, and I think she's level 168, and it just wasn't enough. I genuinely tried. I made sure she was power, you know, had plenty of boosts, and I tried a good 8 times before I gave up. He just has so many hit points. Just so many hit points and level 2 smite. I mean, you're looking at doing 2,000 points per. That's not going to help
me. All right, so mine is 255.
Okay.
Level 137.
Okay.
I think it took me 6 tries to get him. And the key was because I have 5 blue. It's keeping him stunned.
Oh.
Sure.
Keep him stunned. That was my plan. I could just... Like, the first few times, it just kept raining red for him, and then he would just wreck me, because it's like, oh, look, all this red. I converted it all to blue. I'm at full health, and what are you going to do about it? And I'm like, nothing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do nothing. But later, the tide turned my way, and I was able to make all the blue matches, and I could just keep him stunned.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hit points, and the real key, I thought, was denying green. Like, you got to keep the green off the board, at least as far as I was concerned. So I just made green matches, couldn't get any red to save my life, but managed to get enough blue that it didn't matter. But yeah, he's tied for, like, second for the most number of hit points for a 3-star character.
Yeah.
He's tied, like, a 6-way tie or a 5-way tie, but still, a lot of hit points.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my Thor is champion, so I did it in one try. As soon as I was able to get a smite off, it was pretty much over.
Because
I'd used the blue and got so many charge tiles out there. By the time I got smited, you know, it was done.
Yeah. Coming up next on the 23rd is Spider-Gwen. I am not looking forward to that one. I've got a 124 Spider-Gwen who's level 70. So I can heal the crap out of people that I'm not playing with.
Right. Don't think I have her that high. I'm also not optimistic. I got a couple levels of red, but I don't think that's going to be enough.
Yeah.
I don't remember at all where I have her, so I'm trying to find her, and I'm failing. So
just sort by 4 stars and go way to the end.
Yeah, that would probably be... I keep forgetting they added that feature. They added the feature, and I completely forget about it.
Oh, I use that every day. I love that feature.
Yeah, 135 for Spider-Gwen.
Oh, so, you also can heal everyone.
Yeah.
Except yourself.
But I've got 3 levels of punch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, you can fire up... The heal makes web tiles, right? I believe.
Yeah,
yes,
I think it does.
And so it'll still put out some web tiles that'll cheapen the punch cost, I believe.
Yeah, so you get that going for you. But mine's at level 70 with, I'm sure, not nearly enough hit points to pull that off. And then coming up on the 28th is another one that I've got almost no chances on. It is a Kate Bishop.
Ugh. Yeah.
Whom I Where do I have it? I have her at 102, level 70.
Ooh, so, really close. 103.
Yeah, seems not likely.
Just, I should be behind. I'd be surprised if I had her rostered. I might, but she's probably at a 1. So, no hope there.
Yeah. Storyland. The hunt is still going on. That'll be finishing up. You got a couple of Black Amoras in there. The Yellow Spider Gwen. So they got a Gwen cover. That, I guess that's how you got your 5 and I got mine to 4. Was the Yellow Spider Gwen from progression.
Oh, right. Sure.
47,000 up top for the CP. Top 10 folks are Ghost Rider. And then 11 down are patch covers. And then for the more exciting news is the return of Galactus as the next story event.
Hooray.
Beginning in 14 hours and 44 minutes in my game. Or in everyone's game, as the case may be. So what we got in there is you need 500 big thousand to get the green patch.
Right.
And then 900,000 for the Purple Rain token. And what's more exciting is rounds 2 through 4 are brand new 3-star Thanos.
Yeah.
As the rewards. And rounds 5 through 7 are the big pun. And then round 8 is a return to a Purple Rain up in my brain token. There you
Excellent.
Go.
Those are some quality prizes.
On the PvP side, it is reality season, I guess. Sure. On the Shield Simulator, it's 900 Battery Man, and then Switch, Switch, and Switch. And then top prize is Medusa. So it's nice you get the new Medusa in the Shield Simulator.
Sure.
And your current PvP event is Made Man, which is Vision, 800 Red Vision, 900 Purple Electra. Total for the CP, top spots are Ghost Rider, and then on down is Luke Cage. All right, so let's talk about some Thanos.
Thanos? Ooh.
The crazy madman in the universe who I did not expect in this game for another year and a half until those movies come out. So, there you go. He's coming in your Doctor Strange 3-star and 5-star varieties, and mostly has the same powers, just like Strange did. Makes me slightly sad, but you know, there you go.
You're a hard man to please.
I know, it's true. I've got his powers here. Okay, it's Thanos. He hangs out with Death. He likes her. So his first power is called Court Death, black passive that activates when Thanos downs an enemy, causing him to stun everybody else. All of his friends, all of his enemies. Then he does damage to everyone, set amount to enemies, and half that to his allies in the 5-star version. The 3-star version does the same amount of damage to all enemies and allies. So don't kill anyone with a Thanos match or power. His next power is Infinite Power. For 8 purple, create a 3-turn purple countdown tile. While it's on the board, Thanos deals an extra 15% match damage, and no tiles may be destroyed or changed except by Thanos. Tiles can be matched away, but not changed or modified in other ways. The 3-star version gives him an extra 150% match damage, but does not get the board control power. It just gets you damage. So that's a new interesting power that I'm kind of digging. And that people can't modify things while he's got that going on.
See, I'm feeling like the 3-star has the advantage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no, I'm really liking that 5-star version where people's tiles can't do things. Anybody whose powers rely on I destroy, you know, X tiles for damage and cascade, no.
Sure.
Nope, no you don't.
But matches still happen, so the people who shuffle the board are still good.
Right, but I mean, you know, you have all the characters that are, you know, I blow up X many tiles, and then...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're negated.
Yeah, Howard the Duck, not a big fan of this power.
No. His final power is called Come and Get Me. Yeah, come get some. It costs 12 green. It places a 4-turn countdown tile that moves Thanos to the front at the end of the turn. When the countdown tile goes off, it causes damage to the entire enemy team. It is similar for 3 and 5-star, so I'm assuming it's just a damage variations on the theme there.
Cool.
So it's kind of like his tank power. The problem is that he's going to down somebody and then stun all of your friends.
And then do equivalent damage to everybody.
Right. So.
He's a one-man wrecking crew.
Well, I mean, he is. I mean,
yeah.
You know, he is, you know, Marvel Darkseid. So, because to me, they are the same character. I can't tell them apart. They look the same. You know, they fight things. You know, they're big, they're strong, they're powerful. Yeah. Fan side, dark nose, whatever.
Dark nose.
Yeah, you know, dark nose. So yeah, there's your there's Thanos, and you can get scoop up 3 of those covers starting tomorrow. So that's exciting. What?
What?
I don't know. I was reading something.
Okay.
Holiday events. Holy smokes, a day drop of stuff on us. Holy. It is a big Christmas time celebration. Here's what we got. Everyone's favorite time of year. Double ISO 8 in shield intercept bonus rewards. I love double ISO 8. That's the stuff.
The intercepts are giving you a double ISO?
That's what it says. Double ISO 8 and shield intercept bonus rewards.
No!
Versus event skip penalty has been halved and rewards double versus victory bonus ISO 8. So versus is worth double ISO. And then all these other events listed coming up are also all double ISO 8 and reward some naughty and nice vault tokens, which we'll talk about here later. So starting on the 22nd, which is noontime here on the East Coast, Galactus Hungers will be kicking off, getting you that Modern Thanos as rewards. Hey, Ray, you can see all 20 members of your alliance on the leaderboard.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Good fan. Boss missions are available once your alliance has completed a round. So there you go. Galactus. And then we got the next one is Crash of the Mad Titan.
Yeah.
So Thanos is taking over the Deadpool Daily, kind of, and making his own. So it's a 5-day Thanos-themed Deadpool Daily that runs alongside the normal Deadpool Daily. So you get double dailies. Crash of the Mad Titan has 5 missions that are similar to what you normally find in Deadpool Daily, as well as a special Crash of the Mad Titan mission. Each day, Thanos challenges a faction found in the game, and 3 characters available from that faction will be available to use. You choose one of those characters to face off against Thanos for a chance to win 5-star Thanos.
That is... I'm going to have to play it out. But it sounds like it's right in between super dope and unbelievably dope.
Yeah. So the factions are going to be the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Inhumans, the Villains, and then it just says etc. I'd have to assume one of them is probably...
Team Cap, Team Iron Man, things like that.
I don't know. I hope it's just not going to be like Fantastic Four and...
Why not? They used to fight him all the time.
Yeah, but they're just not good.
Well,
I mean, Thing is good, so I'd have to pick Thing.
I don't know. I hear good things about Mr. Fantastic.
Only if he's got his pal Carnage hanging out with him. Otherwise, he's useless. However, at least Thing can punch like a ton of bricks. But
right.
See where I went there?
Yeah.
All right. In the Crash of the Mad Titans stuff going on. 5-day event. Missions refresh every day. 5 missions. Double ISO. Rewards tokens to a special Crash of the Mad Titan vault. The Crash of the Mad Titan mission is a 1-on-1 against Thanos. Choose between 1 of 3 available heroes. Rewards Purple Rain legendary tokens.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so excited.
This sounds good.
When's it start?
Soon.
All right.
It starts on the 22nd, starting tomorrow.
Oh,
it's 6 snap. In the AMs. In the Mad Titan Vault are 80 things. One of them is a Purple Rain token. 4 4 stars, 15 3 stars, including the new Thanos. So there's another way to get more of those 3-star Thanos covers.
Oh, man.
10 elite tokens and 52 stars. In the Purple Rain Legendary Store, it contains 4 stars and 5-star Thanos. 10% chance at that 5-star Thanos. 10% chance for that 5-star. That's real good. Additional pulls can be purchased for 25 CP to go. The next item will be the good old unstable double ISO 8, again featuring 3-star Thanos in that vault. And then Naughty and Nice, let's see, unstable ISO 8 starts on Christmas Day. Naughty or Nice starts also on the 22nd at 8 p.m. featuring Spider-Man, Hawkeye, Storm, Luke Cage, Steve Rogers, Kamala Khan, Rocket Groot, Wasp, Cyclops, and Medusa. On the hero side and on the villain side, Juggernaut, Bullseye, Ares, Doom, Hood, Magneto, Dream Warrior, Kingpin, Red Hulk, and Eddie Brock. And then on the 22nd, the Naughty and Nice, everyone gets a free token.
Ooh, I like free tokens.
Woohoo!
Hooray.
Again, 80 items in that vault. 1 legendary, 6 4 stars, 3 villains, 3 heroes, 3 1,000 hero point rewards.
Nice.
1 10 CP award, 4 elite tokens, 19 3 stars, and 46 moonstones. All right, your 2 stars may vary. Mine, however, will not. So, man, excitement for Christmas week here.
Holy smokes.
Excitement just for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, big excitement for tomorrow.
Absolutely brutal. I am going to be so thrilled, and I'm going to do so much playing by the time the new year rolls around. I will be playing, like, my 1 mandatory match a day and not looking at the game again.
As long as you play a lot out of Galactus tomorrow, I don't care.
I will do my best.
All right.
I mean, I feel a sick day coming on. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I don't work for a living. I was just teasing.
Ay, Dios mío. All right. Hey, there's a bug going on right now.
What?
Yeah.
Certain abilities are non-functional. Human Torch, Inferno Power, Magneto's Polarizing Force, Sentry Sacrifice, Storm's Mistress of the Elements, and Old Man Meatbag's Reluctant Hero are all having problems right now.
Hmm.
I'm really curious what all those things have in common. Like, they seem like completely different powers.
Yeah, because Inferno makes special tiles. Polarizing Force blows some
destroys
up.
Destroys team-ups.
Mistress of the Elements blows some up. Sacrifice just gives you belly cramps.
Yeah.
And Reluctant Hero makes strike tiles, right? Yeah.
Sacrifice makes strike tiles.
Yeah, but it gives you belly cramps.
I know. I'm not sure. It does seem like an odd set. Is it intermittent? Because I used Storm the other day for, that required character, and her yellow ability seemed to be working just fine.
It was listed. It was supposed to be in the daily patch, so it may be fixed by now.
Oh?
I have not seen a confirmation on that, but it said it was going to be addressed in Tuesday's patch, I think. Maybe it was Wednesday's patch. What's today? Today's Wednesday. It may be addressed by now, but...
Cool.
And then they've said they fixed the Hulk power, but no one has gotten their mystery reward as of this point.
Mm. Well, it was a reward for being patient, so we'll just have to demonstrate a little more patience.
I suppose that's true.
And be duly rewarded.
I suppose so. Ray, what's in that mailbag?
You forgot the most important news.
What did I forget?
There's probably a holiday bonus on ISO and hero points.
You would be correct.
Do you receive 30% more if you purchase now?
You do. Crazy.
Sweet. If you're in my alliance, that's important news.
And some of them have already been nice enough to partake.
Please treat yourself to as much as you feel is appropriate.
A few thousand dollars worth of purchases, I think,
that is not appropriate.
Well, it depends who you are.
Well, that person is not in our alliance.
No, I think the newest member of our alliance is clearly a fan name for, it's a fake name for Justin Bieber, and he's going to spend all of his money on tokens.
That would be dope.
If we could get the Biebs in his alliance.
Yeah.
He'd be drunk give all us the a time. Lot of, and,
yeah, we'd give a lot of alliance credibility.
That would.
I would definitely organize an alliance meetup if that were the case.
Hey, speaking of which, we should try and get a hold of Noble Browncoat, Ray.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be listening.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening, get a hold of us.
The end.
We're going to be drinking in that bar in January. You should show up and have a drink.
Not the whole month, though.
No, not the whole month. Specific days. Where was that? Mailbag, Ray.
Ian, mailbag.
Ian totally fudged up my whole stream of consciousness.
I think he recorrected the last segment, but okay, that's fine. Aestheticist commented on a show that he was actually on. He said that he had no idea, this is true, he had no idea that it was going to be the Howard episode, but he did say that even if I had known, I'd still have nothing to say about Howard. He's fine, but beyond that, I draw a blank, almost like he's invisible.
Oh, boo earns.
I thought that was pretty funny, actually.
That was sweet.
He also he quoted a song, and I'm not going to sing it just because I'm diametrically opposed, but he says, RNGesus loves me, this I know, for his tokens tell me so. All my dreams to him belong, so for this week he's done no wrong. Yes, RNGesus loves me, his tokens tell me so.
Nice.
Jeff Cascadian says that he never thought of adding 4-star Punisher to his Nova Batteryman team, but boy howdy is that effective. So there you go, spreading the good word here. Tony Foote said that funny show, he really liked the deadpan guest and his delivery. But he did also say, and several people actually commented, that Doctor Strange Purple also removes invisibility tiles, so he's going to use them the next time he has to fight that awful duck, because he says he hates the 4-hour fights that you can't get rid of the tiles, and he just keeps getting purple.
Yeah.
He hates him so much that he sells him rather than roster him.
Wow. Doesn't he sound like somebody works for Tony Soprano?
No, he sounds like one of my old coworkers. I'm going to have to find out if it's him.
Tony Foote?
Tony Foote. When there used to be a comic book store here in Williamsport. We used to work there together. I used to work there with someone named Tony Foote.
Huh.
I'll be really not that surprised if it's him because, hey, it's Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Right.
And it was a comic book store.
So Tony Foote, if you know Ian,
right,
shout
if you
out.
Are if you are that Tony Foote, if you go by the alias Christopher Foote as well,
those
then
names,
you're
those
the same
names don't even go together.
Well, it's I don't know. It was a long story.
Is it like
again? I can see that road, and it goes way, way, way far away from the. I'll tell you sometime.
Christopher Foote. Yo, Tony for short. Ayo, I'm Tony the Foot. Like, he could be like a ninja. Like, you know, if like, he kicks you in the face, he's like, oh, Tony Foot. Bam! Oh!
Well, I think the name itself is literally just three body parts strung together.
Tony the Foot.
There's no the.
Oh, there is in my head.
There's no need for the.
Sure is. You gotta just be Tony Foot.
Tony and Foot.
I think you can.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Is that like,
he is.
Is that like head, shoulders, knees, and toes? Knees and toes?
Yes.
Except no and. It's just head, shoulders, knees, toes.
I guess Tony the Foot could be a high-ranking member of the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
Right. One of Shredder's top lieutenants.
That's what I'm thinking. Here's a half
continuing
shell.
On.
Turtle power.
Hey, Valorx, in his continuing ability to rank our featured character of the week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
He
says,
he said a featured character review. Not much to see here. No real complaints. So there you go. That's almost
all
a
right.
Positive.
Mediocrity.
Yeah. I'll take it. Poor Howard.
Howard is a niche character, but his purple can be solid. His green does a good board shake. But yeah, nothing great to see here. So yeah, pretty much there you go. He did also have a comment about five-star Black Widow. She's not great, but she does have one fun use. So if you run her with Professor X and Iron Fist, so she has purple as her stronger color. So Professor X's blue will generate purple. Use the purple to fuel Iron Fist, which will provide black to use red in my ledger. Generate a couple more purple if you can make some match fives. It's not quite winfinite, but it does a lot of damage when it works. So there you go. I like reading these weird combos that I've never heard of before. Skippy KGT says that, hey, Craig, you don't like all those Venom crossovers. And he says, I wonder what you think about this. And then posts a picture.
That was Sad Factory.
Ghost Rider Venom combination. So it's Venom standing on top of the Ghost Rider car with tentacles and a chain, fire everywhere. So
it was
yeah,
sad.
That's a crossover I don't like.
Yeah.
Baron DX says it's like giving a Green Lantern ring to Batman, which then there's a whole discussion about how that actually happened. And then he comes back with hashtag head desk. So now we're going to get people commenting on how that was the greatest comic ever. And Leonard, who is our friend named Joe, said, sorry, it still says Leonard on the forum. So anyway, dude, Nova being boosted this week should be enough reason for Craig to champion him. Did you champion him?
Yes.
You don't remember if you
I'm
championed
go with
Nova?
Yes. Well, I know I sure haven't used him, but I'm pretty sure I did.
And Miles?
No, I was only able to get one of them.
Hmm.
Oh, right. I remember this from Saturdays. I talked to Ray because I ended up with another Nova cover. So he won because I had two Nova covers dying as opposed to one Miles cover.
I thought you were up to two Miles covers. I thought that's why he was in the lead, other than Spite.
No, he was just in the lead for Spite.
Oh, okay.
On the D3 forum, I didn't save the actual post, but I think it was Tony Foote again. He said Miles over Nova, even Thor is offended by this, and he posted a picture of Lego Thor standing over Lego Miles and Thor has a saw and Lego Miles' head has been cut off.
Wow. There you go.
Wow, he's right.
It's pretty strong stuff.
Yeah.
Joe also said, I hear the Nova saying pew pew as well, but he loves it. And he also said that the Flintstones booster gold book sounds interesting, but he said he's got, did you see this? Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I'm penciled in. I'm ready.
Penciled in. Yeah, there you go.
It's for my first chance at being on one of the other podcasts on our network because nobody invites me to do anything. Yeah, my Nova is at level 272. So there you go.
Yeah, cool. Nice. And finally, Cactus Jack says he finally opened up all of his 55 latest Legends tokens.
Woof!
Whoa, out of control.
He recorded it, so you can watch it on YouTube. If you want the link, it's on Reddit. I'll probably post it up on Puzzle Warriors 3. And he says he's finally excited. Oh, he's excited to finally start dipping his toe into the 4-star bloodbath.
Sweet. That's an exciting day. Good on him.
Now I got to watch this to see how it went because he didn't say.
Oh, no. I can't just watch sitting opening token videos.
No.
They are brutal.
There's a ton of them on YouTube.
I know. And it's always that same guy. Like all of them. I think he owns the entire internet's worth of opening token videos.
It's like an even more boring version of an unboxing video. He's not my Puzzle Quest YouTube nemesis, is he? I gotta look, because there's one guy, I stumbled onto YouTube one day, look up Puzzle Quest-y stuff, and it was someone saying, hey, are you having trouble completing the Deadpool Daily?
Oh yeah, just use all 4 stars.
Just use Winfinite. And I was like, why, thank you! Because if I'm having trouble with the 4-star Deadpool Daily, or with the final leg of Deadpool Daily, it's because I have a champed Winfinite team. It just made me so sad that no thought went into that. He just wanted to show off Winfinite.
Yeah. Can't beat those 2-star characters. Try Old Man Meatbag. That'll probably do it for you.
No, I don't think it is the same guy, by the way. The opening tokens guy, I think, is a totally different guy.
That's cool, then. So keep on opening, then.
By the way, that's all I got. That's why I said finally. So.
Oh. All right, fine, then.
Yeah.
That'll teach me to not pay attention to nothing you're saying. So, Ian, what time is it?
Oh, my goodness. It's probably time for the featured character.
This is brought to you...
Time for you to get a watch.
Nice. It's brought to you by Some Tardy Scone. Is it sweet? Is it savory? Eh, either way, it's a delicious treat. Go out and get yourself some Tardy Scone.
Ah, Tardy Scones. This week's technical challenge, Mary Berry's Tardy Scone.
Ooh, I would watch that.
I know you would.
I love me some Mary Berry challenges.
Have you been watching the American version?
I am. It makes me sad every time that lame couple host who are might be the worst actor and actress on the planet, because good lord, are they terrible. They can't even say ready, set, bake. They're just terrible.
They truly are. And I definitely support you in very little, but this is one of those things. Before this show, I already disliked... I don't know who she is. My Big Fat Greek Wedding lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that she's paired up with her Big Fat Greek husband, terrible. Like, beyond terrible.
Terrible.
Show's solid, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good stuff. You know, obviously, dude whose name I cannot remember is not as cool as Paul Hollywood.
No, but he's okay.
But he's okay, and, you know, Mary Berry's always good, and the challenges are good. You know, that's all good. But, man, those two hosts. Like, at least the scary British ladies... can pull off their one-liners and make them funny.
Yep, nope, they were funny. I enjoyed them.
These two cannot deliver a line of comedy.
Yeah, it kills me because they're both actors. Oh. They're both comedic actors,
and they cannot
deliver a line of dialogue to save their lives.
Cannot. They've got no skills. None. So if their agent is listening to this show, your clients suck.
It's not the agent's fault. Keep cashing in, dude, whoever you are.
Keep taking that 20% and laughing all the way to the bank.
Seriously. More than anybody watching them is doing. All right. So for this week's featured character of the week, let's hop into the Wayback Machine, and I will take you to the bygone era of 1925 in Shelbyville, Indiana, when a young James Buchanan Barnes was born. And then I will cut a lot of this out because this is an entirely too long of a bio. He's a soldier's son. He gets orphaned. He gets raised at Camp Lee in Virginia. He meets Captain America. He peeps in on him one day while he's changing and finds out he's Steve Rogers. They go, all right, well, all superheroes back in the 40s needed a sidekick, so you get to be his sidekick. And then they went, well, wait, you're 15? Why are we sending a 15-year-old kid to fight Nazis? And they went, shut up, don't ask questions. And then Baron Zemo tried to blow some stuff up. He tried to stop him. The stuff exploded. Cap fell in some ice and was preserved forever. Bucky fell into snow, and a Russian sub rolled up on him, and we didn't find out this till much later. We spent from 1945 until 2005 assuming he was dead. So in 2005, we found out that a Russian sub rolled up on him, found a one-armed Bucky lying in the snow, built him a bionic arm.
Because that was the violation of the Bucky rule.
What's that?
Well, for a long time in comics, you know, everyone who dies comes back.
Yeah.
Except for Bucky. Like, that was like the running thing for all those years, is that everybody comes back, except Bucky. And then they brought back Bucky.
Right. They, you know, continued to upgrade his arm. Fortunately, he had amnesia, so they threw him into Department X and turned him into, a Russian super assassin. You know, he banged it out with Black Widow a few times, got to shoot the Red Skull, got to shoot the Nomad, blew up Philadelphia, stole the Cosmic Cube, kidnapped Sharon Carter, got better, and then Cap got shot, and then they said, why don't you be Cap? And I think Cap's better now, and everybody's Cap. I think Falcon's Cap, I think Winter Soldier's Cap, and I think Cap is Cap. And that's the Bucky bio. Any questions?
This is your brain. This is your brain on Bucky. Any questions?
So he is a purple, blue, and red character. His purple ability, Precision Shot, will cost you 8 purple AP. You can select a basic tile. Winter Soldier will destroy that tile and deal 176 damage. Steal 2 enemy AP of that color. Deal a little more damage. Deal a little more damage and steal 3. Deal a little more damage. Do a little more damage and steal 4. So eventually, the Precision Shot will deal 1,441 damage and steal 4 enemy AP of the color that you targeted. Detonator, his blue ability, will cost you 10 blue AP. You're going to create a 3-turn blue countdown tile and 3 random trap tiles. When the countdown tile reaches 0, destroy all of Winter Soldier's trap tiles, dealing 509 damage for each. If an enemy matches the trap tile away, create a strength 181 blue attack tile. As this goes up, more damage per destroyed and more better strength. Then it's then it's 4 trap tiles, same amount of damage, more strength. Then it's a 2-turn countdown tile, 4 random trap tiles, more damage and more strength. And lastly, you will be creating a 2-turn countdown tile, 4 random trap tiles, 1,347 damage per destroyed trap tile, or 761 strength blue attack tile. Lastly, moving target. You're going to create a 3-turn red countdown tile that deals 1,195 damage. If you match it away, it deals 1,899 damage. I think this continues on up. There's a slight change in this. So 3-turn tile, more damage, more damage. 3-turn tile, more damage, more damage. Then 4-turn tile, 4-turn tile. More damage, more damage. So eventually, you will create a 4-turn red countdown tile that deals 9,773 damage, unless you match it away, in which case it will deal 13,800 damage instead. I have a couple levels of him, so 355? Unless you just don't like countdown tiles, then you can shuffle that around to your liking, but it looks like you're going to maximize your damage slash attack tile output with the other two. I'm just not sure that Precision Shot is that powerful. I do like the AP steal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the benefit of it is you can steal 4 AP at max level, which is nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that damage isn't all that exciting.
Right. No. I guess my biggest disappointment with him was I assumed before I read anything about him when I first got him that I could use Precision Shot to target my moving target.
Oh, yeah, you would think so. You'd be wrong.
No, you are totally wrong. That's not a basic tile, yo.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go until I, you know, hear the comments from this week's show next week. I'm going to stand by my 355 analysis.
Yeah, that's probably what I would go. I have him at 033, so that's
wow. Wow, that's wacky.
I have him at 002.
No,
wow.
So all I have is a moving target. However, on my Steam account that I really never play,
right?
He is the only 4-star that I have. I have him at 100, so I use Precision Shot all the time. That's his only function, is to soak up damage and destroy some AP for those powers that just got charged. It's useful there, but reading it, I have to agree. 3-3-5-5 seems the way to go. I mean, moving target, just it's got a lot of damage on it.
It really does. Moving target, wow. Especially at those higher levels. And I really like the size of the attack tiles that you get if they blow. The attack tiles that you get for detonator.
Yeah, 761. I mean, going up to, yeah. That's huge. That's a massive damage.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think that's the way to go. Somebody who actually uses Winter Soldier out there in the world, if any exist, let us know.
Right. He seems like he should be useful.
Useful shot that.
Speaking of useful, I really love the character information. I didn't know about Bucky, and now I know a lot more.
Okay, absolutely. I did, like I said, I had a lot more. This was my first, testing out this, reading a bio beforehand, so I don't know how detailed the listeners want the bio to be. So I'd appreciate any feedback anybody wants to give me on that. Up to and including, please drop it all together, it was pointless.
No, I just get that about all of my segments. that was brought to you by some Tardy Scones.
I believe it was brought to us by Tardy Scones. Some Tardy Scones.
So the consensus on Discord, by the way, is, I don't use them.
Probably just more because people don't have them fully covered, right?
I feel like I have them at a slightly useful level. If Steam ever finishes updating, I'll let you guys know more about that sometime in the next segment.
All right. Anybody get anything exciting this week so far?
I did. I was having a tough token opening day. I opened both of my taco tokens, and both of them were Moonstones.
Oh-hoo!
And I was feeling really bummed out, so I went to open my a regular heroic token, and it gave me a 4-star blade, and I felt much, much better.
Again, you with the 4-star blade.
Yeah, now I've got him at a 0-1-1.
Oh, so speaking
he's getting
of which,
out of control.
So we had this, seven Lords of Leaping cheap 50 coin vault.
Oh, that was dope.
Man, those were the, cheapest 50 coin 2-stars that I've ever seen. Because I'm pretty sure I got 7 2-stars.
Oh, no, I got some good stuff. I didn't get any of the 4-stars, but I always got a decent reward.
Nope. No, I did not.
Oh.
Yeah, all of mine were 2-stars but one, and I'm pretty sure that one was the an IM-40. So I like, I was okay with that. I like him.
Yeah, I think I got like a Rocket and Groot. I got some of the 2,500 ISO.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Rewards out of there. And now that we're firmly in this next segment, my Winter Soldier is at a 5-1-1. So all I do is precision shot.
Wow, that's a lot of precision shot, though.
It is a lot of precision shot.
Man, you should be stealing AP like something
else. I do. I think that's why I won Crash of the Titans with him, because I was able to...
Deny all the power. That's a good point. Well, you'll have to let us know how that goes next time around.
I will. Did you guys get anything interesting this week?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Cool. Yeah, except for that IM-40 I mentioned. that really was it.
Boy, I totally skipped a segment.
Oh.
Anybody got anything dying on the vine?
Poor dying
I
on
do
the
this
vine.
Week.
Oh. What you got, Ray?
I have 2 Moonstones. That's it.
Oh, was it
apparently trapped? Apparently all I get is purple from Moonstone.
Yeah.
So I have her, I'm just rechamping her, and she's at 5-3-4, and I have 4 purples just waiting for me to get another one of the others.
I'm back to collecting Corks covers again. So I got that going on.
Oh, right.
Because I seem to get Corks at a very high rate of speed at times. And I got a 4-star Cyclops with 9 days left.
Ooh.
Oh, someone remind me who I get with Moonstone.
Oh, it's something good. I can't pull it up here.
Hold on. Okay. Let me get to Moonstone.
I remember liking it, though.
2-stars, Moonstone.
By the way, area code 212 says that he uses Bucky all the time.
I use my Bucky all the time, Bucky all the time, Bucky all the time.
He's been using him all week in PvP, pretty fun when he's boosted. I asked him how he has him built, and he says 355, and also Danger has him at 355.
She gives you Hulk covers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, nothing wrong with some good Hulk covers.
Yeah, they give me Cho covers. That's not that exciting.
Cho, he's way better than he used to be.
I didn't say that was not true. I just noticed I was looking at my vine, and I have a bunch of 2-star mess on here, but the vast majority is Moonstones, followed closely by Hawkeye and Magneto. And, some other stuff that I just don't want to deal with right now, 3-star Torch,
Quicksilver, Vision, yeah. That sort of thing.
My Cyclops has been at 552 for, like, the longest time. And I occasionally get red and yellow ones, but I never seem to get that third blue.
For what?
My four-star Cyclops.
Oh. You're one away from champion?
Yeah, I've got a yellow Cyclops dying because I just can't get that third blue.
Man, you really need to. He is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Someday.
Yeah, so Vine, very uninteresting.
All right, let's open some stuffs.
All right, you
brought
go
to
first.
You by this guy. Oh, what am I going to do? Classic? Latest? Because I got to buy it either way.
Oh.
There's all these vaults coming up. I really hate to spend that extra five.
Yeah, don't do it.
I think I'm going classic. I'm going to poke that weird phoenix symbol dead in the middle of her chest.
Hey, watch it, bub.
Oh, sadly, it's a four-star. Very good. Because, Scott couldn't defend her because he's a useless piece of garbage.
it's that Cyclops that you need.
Oh, no, it is way less useful.
Ooh, Ant-Man?
No, that would be useful.
Okay.
This is way less. This is a red Drax slice and dice.
That's a good power.
I just don't like Drax.
Oh, you are I believe you, but he's good.
That got him up to a 1-4-2.
Nice.
Dave Bautista coming at you.
Yeah.
Hey, Sigma Blade just said that, hey, opening a token time. He's going to update our rosters live.
That was a red slice and dice Drax there for you.
Right. In that case, I'll open a latest legend token, and I will... Did you guys... No, I'm still not doing it. I'm going to go with the... I'm going to go right in the center of the goatee.
Oh, I have Agamotto last week, baby. That was where it was at.
Yeah, but I don't want a 5-star. I want more 4-star covers.
Shut up your face. Just click the I have Agamotto.
I did. It's a 4-star.
Oh.
Ha! Spider-Gwen, just in time.
Nice.
Purple teenage kicks.
Oh, good. It's not yellow, so that's good.
Right.
It's something useful.
Very much nice. So. I will... Train that up immediately, and now she is at a 3-2-1.
Contact.
I'm not putting that in again. So I have 3 latest legends. Is there any reason I shouldn't just spend all these?
How much do you want to wait for that 5-star Thanos to hit that vault, to hit those tokens? However,
who leaves next?
Black Bolt, right?
It's Black Bolt, yeah.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it who it is?
Could be.
Yeah,
unless it's
Strange is
Widow.
Brand new. No, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Black Bolt. It's going to be leaving next. You'll be left with Widow and Strange.
Yeah.
All right. So, in any case, I spent the first one. It's a 4-star. Blue Demolition Nick Fury.
Oh, that's cool. Useful.
Have him.
Yeah.
Have him champion. So, that's another level. And now I'm going to do it because I can.
You're a fool.
Well, see, I'm still looking for Doctor Strange, so that's not going to change, and I really like Black Bolt.
Yeah.
But, and it was worth it, I think. I got a Quake, green Quake.
I love me some Quake.
And yes, that takes her up to 3-5-4. Oh, I'm getting close. And I'm going to save the last one.
Okay.
Air Ian, here's shocking news. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh, I'm shocked.
I have been playing the crap. I've got my new go-to team nowadays. It's Battery Man. Hanging out with that still with Deadpool and Quake. And they are a wrecking machine.
Which Deadpool?
4-star Deadpool.
Okay.
X-Force Deadpool. Whatever you want to call Deadpool. Deadpool a la gray suit.
Right.
Because, I love me some Countdown for What.
Turn down for what?
And Earthquake. And, it's just so good. So good.
Cool.
So there you go. That was brought to you by this guy. Hey, if you want something brought to you by this guy, head over to our store at Cafe Press. More on that later. You can buy yourself a This Guy shirt. Or a mug. Or
you
something
can.
Else. But first, Ian, tell me about the Podcast Network.
The Podcast Network is better known as the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network. Information about such network is available at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com or soon-to-be-named-network.com. It includes this and several other fun and recently revived podcasts that you can listen to. If you would like any more information about the shows included in the soon-to-be-named network, please check out our homepage at puzzlewarriors3.com with a direct link to any show that you're interested in, or you can go directly to soon-to-be-named-network.com. The end?
Thanks. As for the people on the live feeds, that's all we got for this week. Thank everybody for joining us yet again on the Puzzle Warriors. Check out our webpage. You can leave comments there on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, on the Discuss feature on our website, or on the emails or the Twitters. Although, the internet keeps telling me that Twitter is going to fold any second now because its shares are now worth like $1.50.
Well, when did that happen?
Apparently Twitter's dying something fierce. And it all got hacked today. Like, Marvel got hacked, a bunch of, their Twitter feed got hacked, and a bunch of Twitter got hacked. So, leave your comment suggestions one of those ways. If you want to throw us a bone, it's still Christmas time, you can still Amazon Prime something, I think, to get it in time. Yeah, because you can still get Saturday delivery. So you can still Amazon Prime yourself something for Christmas. Go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, you buy something, and we get some Christmas love. Or you can become one of our sweet patrons and kick us some money that way, or go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself all of the shirts and hoodies and things that you need. In fact, buy two. Because, why not? And we also have things there for the soon-to-be-named network. Those products are up there. So then we have some, logo stuff and brought to you by this guy stuff. And I've completely forgotten the other special choice.
It's the other sponsor, the hashtag too many secrets.
Oh, hashtag too many secrets, yep. All right, so that's all we got for this week. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, I can't sing this because I just can't. I'm just not good at it.
But there's a clue. Know that it's a song.
Armageddon's just a matter of time. Ray will kick in some music here. So check for the recorded version for a better clue than me just telling you. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.